Welcome to episode 150 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This episode is one in a series on fossils, and you can find the other episodes by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. The world had changed yet again. Rolling grasslands replaced forests, and along the oceans, kelp forest became established. During this time period, modern bird groups appeared, became established, and diversified. The pinnipeds, or featherfoots, such as seals, sea lions, and walrus, entered the ocean and diversified. Whales came into their own. There were roughly 20 groups of them, as opposed to modern times, when there are only 6. Along with these whales came very large predators, including aggressive hunting sperm whales and the very large megalodon, a prehistoric shark. Silica-rich, tough, fibrous, fire-resistant grass developed. Unable to chew these tougher plants, the mammals without upper teeth became extinct. Other groups of herbivores that liked to gather in groups, herds, began to dominate the landscape. Their bodies became better suited for running. Along with the herbivores came predators, including the recognizable ancestors of dogs and cats. Several hundred species of apes developed, spread out, and diversified. About 7 or 8 million years ago, what would eventually become humans branched off from those apes. They had a long way to go. They would eventually tame fire, learn to construct tools out of bone, wood, and stone. While this was happening, across the planet, in North America, large amounts of biological material were being formed and sent out into the oceans by rivers. This material sank to the ocean floor, becoming buried in other sediments. It was compressed and heated until it eventually turned into oil. The oil seeped along fault lines in the crust, including the Sixth Street Fault. If that seems like an odd name for a fault, one must remember that this particular oil field, the Salt Lake oil field, is under modern-day Los Angeles. The oil worked its way to the surface and began seeping out of the ground. Los Angeles, in its early days, was largely an oil town. There were about 1,500 different oil wells in action during the peak period. Today, there is one active well site, carefully cloistered in a soundproof building. The oil continues to seep to the surface, and it can cause problems. On this episode's show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com, I have a link to an article about what it's like to live in a town over an oil deposit. Oil seeps to the surface. The lighter chemicals evaporate, leaving behind asphalt. This happens along sidewalks, in storm drains, roads, parking lots, and basements. In 1989, along a strip mall on Fairfax and 3rd Street, methane gas broke through the protective layers of clay and began building up in the basements of the buildings. A spark set off this gas, and a Ross store was engulfed in flame. Clearly, living above an oil deposit can be hazardous, but such hazards are not restricted to modern times. In one area, the oil has been seeping from under the ground for tens of thousands of years. In that time, animals became stuck in the semi-solid ooze, only to be engulfed by the sticky substance. Much, much later, their bones would be puzzled over by some of the descendants of some of those early apes. That area is called the La Brea Tar Pits. We'll talk about those next time. See you then.